And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Welcome to another episode of Move It Forward Monday, where we acknowledge life has its twists, its turns, its ups, its downs, its uh-ohs, and oh shits, but that's not stopping us. On Move It Forward Monday, we discuss both the philosophical and tactical tips to take whatever it is you're trying to accomplish and move it forward. I'm your host, Richard Ote, and I am here with Steve Ulsher.
What's up? And I am so impressed you did that one. That's the first time you did it without notes, like nothing.
Well, I wasn't actually looking at the notes the last few times. I've been adjusting mic, doing these different things.
You must have been an actor or something, were you?
For a day. And Mary Goulet, how are you?
Hello.
How's everything going?
Good. I love your moving it forward Monday because I remember it throughout the week.
Nice.
I've got this thing, there was something going on. I'll get to your segment. And Dave was getting all flustered, like, well, what about this? And what? Oh, and I'm like, dude, we can't change it. So this is it. Now let's move it forward.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of it, right? We just, Monday, we had to pick a day. So it went, but you can move it forward on any day. And a little bit of what we're going to talk about today is finding strength in flexibility. Mm. And it's perfect timing for kind of going back and talking a little bit about last week's lesson that you guys got to deliver for me, I should say, of staying calm in the storm, right? So you can see maybe how staying calm in the storm and finding strength and flexibility might have ties together. So one of the things, you remember early on when I was talking about perfectionism, mm-hmm. right? And how I believe that perfectionism is the most cleverly formed mask of procrastination. Well, there's a quote that Einstein says something a little different, but it kind of goes down that path. And he said, perfection of means and confusion of ends seems to be the era of our time.
Hmm.
Now, it's obviously not the same quote, but to me, what I hear, and I want to hear what you guys hear after, but it's people are trying to be perfect in how they're doing things and are confused as to even why they're doing them.
Mm.
I'm wondering if you hear something different in that quote. Does that have different meaning to you? And then kind of go on into the...
Do you think that we are somewhat robotic at times and we just do what we think on the surface and don't think it through? Like, will this really take us where we think we want to go?
Well, I mean, I have thoughts, but I really wanted to know what do you think about that quote? What do you think he's trying to say in that quote? Do you mm-hmm. think it's this? Do you have your own interpretation? Do you kind of agree with the way I took it?
Or yeah.
Doesn't really
yeah. so,
mean anything to you?
So give it to me one more time because I have the attention span of a gnat.
Squirrel. So perfection of means and confusion of ends seems to be the era of our time.
So they don't match up.
Yeah, and I say it's people are trying to be perfect doing what they're doing, and they're not even sure why they're doing it.
Yeah.
That's what I take out of it anyway. It's just my interpretation.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, reality for me is that oftentimes – and maybe this is taking us down a little bit of a different rabbit hole, but from my perspective, I often have the issue and the problem with just being in this moment now and enjoying this moment now. I'm one of those, it always will be when I get to that point, then I'll be able to do X, Y, or Z. And so
you somewhat kind of screw yourself then because you don't like to celebrate either.
And
yes,
and when I get there,
when you get there, you don't celebrate.
I don't even know. So, but yeah, so I think that there is, for me, certainly there is confusion around what is the purpose of that goal. I mean, let's just use terms that a guy like me understands, you know, like we're talking about goals really.
Yeah.
So what happens when you get to that goal? What do you think? Like for me, it's this sort of mind game that I play where I expect things to be dramatically different whenever whatever X, Y, or Z
happens. You are supposed to be dramatically different, not necessarily just your circumstances.
Exactly.
You are to be changed and shifted by the effort of what you're doing.
Yeah, today. Which and kind of circles back to your expression of things are, what is it?
Things are pretty much going to be the way they've always been, except not always.
Uh-huh. Right. And so just because, at least in my world, if I've accomplished whatever that is, nothing is really different. And I think then the reason, you know, kind of going back to Simon Sinek's work and the whole start with why, I think for me, a lot of it has to do with the why of putting forth that effort. And I almost always lack clarity on why I'm going for those particular ends, if you will, using, you know, Einstein's quote.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, and part of it, to bring it back to the flexibility piece, is I believe, yes, it has to do with goals. Confusion of ends. That's the goal, where mm-hmm. you're wanting to get. Mm-hmm. Perfection of means. Trying to be perfect on how, you know, the path to get there. So yep. we're trying to be perfect on the path to get to a place we don't even know we're trying to get to, or we're confused about, or we haven't even defined. Mm-hmm. So for me, what I'm saying, it's both sides, right? It's why you always hear me say it's not nature or nurture. It's both. You know, I have the coolest seed, the coolest DNA oak tree.
Yeah.
Until I put that in the sand, or excuse me, dirt, nurture it, get the sun, all that stuff. So point is, the goal for that seed is to be the oak tree. The flexibility is strength for that tree. Mm-hmm. Because if, so let's bring it back, because this is all philosophical stuff. We'll bring it back to some tactical stuff. If you create a goal, like last week, I'm going to get to the radio station and we're going to do a show. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk to people about being calm in the center of a storm. And the storm starts a brewing,
right?
In my flexibility and in your flexibility, strength came out, right? Mm-hmm. In my ability to just keep going with it, keep connecting with you guys, with your ability, right? Because if it was just the goal and Richard wasn't here and we all fell apart, that's not very strong. Mm-hmm. But because you guys were able to pick up the pieces, be flexible on what happened, so to try to change that up in something you could use tactically. You set your goals, but how those goals unfold and how you get there, that's called life. How many times have you, it took a different path.
Yeah. Right.
But if you were judging that you had to do it that way, I mean, think about almost how absurd that is. You haven't even done the experience yet. You're planning out, here's the path I'm going to take.
Yeah,
you've never done it, but yet you're planning a path. You need to be flexible.
It's a John Lennon thing, right? I mean, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. I think isn't that the, yeah. the
exactly.
John Lennon quote? Yeah, and I do know that far too often it's a control thing, at least for me. And I think letting go of the need to control what happens and simply allowing things to happen and just trying to respond accordingly. I know for me, that's a big challenge.
Well, and I think control is, the underbelly of that is fear.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. being quick and nimble on your feet like you were last week.
Yeah.
And rolling with it like, okay, this is where I am. This is the circumstance I'm at. And being open-minded that something may pop up that you're like, if this all had not happened, like Mr. Brady's plans, if you remember that segment, mm-hmm. the Brady Bunch, you wouldn't get to a different place. And
yeah. I mean, look, the beauty of it was, had all that not happened, it wouldn't have just been the little screw. I wouldn't have found that there was a place where the tire was going to blow out there shortly.
Yep.
And so basically, again, on Move It Forward Monday, for the lesson for today is finding strength and flexibility. Set your goals, move forward towards them, but just realize there are times when you don't stay too rigid, you might not just find what you want, you might actually find something better.
Yeah.
Nice.
Welcome to another, or excuse me.
Bye.
Bye. Be flexible. See ya.
See you guys.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you.
In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.